So weight training is important for hammer because, you know, we're trying to throw a heavy metal object as far as possible. So, you know, trying to develop my muscles, get strong and powerful, create athleticism. It's not so much about how much you can lift, it's how fast you can lift it. And that's, you know, that's the main reason why we're doing weights today. So I started a warm-up, some general pulse raiser. I use the ergo, you know, just get the whole body moving. Usually I come in for a throwing session, so today I just use the ergo to get the body going. I then had just warmed up with a bar, done some stretches, and then first exercise was power clean. The idea of that is, you know, we don't worry about lifting a lot of weight, it's just about moving the bar really fast. You know, this is very similar to the hammer throwing action where we're creating triple extensions, so that's what we're trying to mimic in the power clean. We don't really go very low in the squat when we catch it, so it's about trying to create as much force as possible as quickly as we can. Then from the power cleans, we went on to do some squats. You know, these are kind of just trying to build up some strength in the legs, you know, just conditioning so we can take a lot more throws, you know, so that we focus on a very large depth, so we go right up to the floor. This enables us, you know, to really damage the muscles to then recover, then we be able to be more athletic and take more throws in the long run. Then I went on to the back hyperextension holds, because I'm always, when I'm throwing, in like a lent over position, being pulled by the hammer, pulls all my kind of everything forward. So I need to focus on trying to really work on my posterior way and create a really good posture. So I, you know, put the weight on my back and I do it for, you know, 20 seconds, trying to create some stability and strength in there. If I get a really strong back now, in the future, after many years of throwing, I'll be less likely to have any more back injuries reoccurring. So my diary is an important bit of my training. Like, I record all my thoughts, my feelings, how tired I am, all my distances thrown, every session I do, every rep, every fail lift, what type of warm-up I did, whether I had a coffee for breakfast or not. I store this all in here. Don't want to reveal what's inside it, but yeah, it's the main thing is that I kind of like just keep on tracking everything, so what happens is I can look back on certain days and check like how I was feeling and what went well. In terms of technical points, what I did then, so you know, that's always good. Most important part of the session today for me was trying to create power in the cleans and general athleticism.